This is going to get you upset. We're not trying to, but this story, when we saw it, we're like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. This can't be real. Here's the story, and please call us with what you think, especially if you know a loved one that suffers from this, because maybe you have a really good inside perspective. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number, 833-563-2539. B. Smith, she is a famous restaurant person. She's also done a lot of things. You might have seen her back in the day on the Today Show. Her husband is saying, you know what, I'm not going to back down against people who have criticized me for my decision to date another woman while caring for his sick wife, because his wife has Alzheimer's. Dan Gatsby, who is 64, has been his wife's primary caretaker since she was first diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease 6 years ago. He talked about his unconventional relationship with his girlfriend, Alex Lerner, who's also 53, in a recent post on Washington Post. It was published a little article on there on Monday. And this is what he said. He said, quote, "If this is us and Modern Family came together, it would be us," he told the Post of his family's dynamic, which involves the trio, so all three of them, living together in the couple's East Hampton home when Lerner is visiting from Manhattan. Okay, that's kind of interesting.
Okay.
Dan has been the subject of criticism since he first went public with Alex Lerner in December. But since the new profile came out in the Post, critics have been especially vocal about it. Here's what some commenters have said on Facebook and Twitter. They've called the relationship, quote, shameful, and suggest his choice qualifies as cheating on his wife. Which, I mean, he is married, so probably. Dan has had several responses, including, quote, "To the idiots and ignorant people calling for my arrest and saying B is or has been abused, I only wish someone in your immediate family has Alzheimer's so you can feel and experience the pain of millions of people across this country so you know firsthand what it's like to care 24/7, 365 for someone who can no longer care for themselves." And he also said, 5 to 10 years from now, when many of you will have an almost predestined meeting with Alzheimer's disease because of genetics, obesity, or other kinds of diseases, he wrote, "you'll be wishing for someone to share moments with and ease the pain of loneliness and despair." Quote, "I love my wife, but I can't let her take away my life."
Wow.
833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. This one is heavy.
Honestly, I just have one thing to say.
What?
Through sickness and in health. That is all I have to say. He is free to date whoever he wants if his wife passes away.
Okay.
And that is, you know, very sad, but I just am very, I'm a strong believer. Like, you make your wedding vows, that's what you do. You wait that out.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Like, I don't think you're wrong. And I think, yes, it is cheating because the man is married, unless they got divorced. But I also know people that suffer with loved ones that have Alzheimer's, and it is so tough. Or even if it's just, if you're not the primary caretaker 24/7, 365, still the fact of, like, it's so hard when they're there, but they're not there.
If, when I get older, if I end up with this disease and I die from it, and like, but when I was still here on earth, my husband starts cheating on me just because I'm not there in my right mind, I'm going to tell Jesus to send me back just so I can kick his ass.
But you're not going to, but you're not going to know.
That's what I'm saying. When I get to heaven and I find out, I'm going back.
Lord,
there.
Give me one day. Give me one day.
Do we know how far along she is? Like with Alzheimer's?
I don't know.
I guess it's pretty bad. He's been, like I said, taking care of her for 6 years. She can't take care of herself. It's pretty far right. along. I'm not an expert in that, so I can't say, well, she's this or she's that live, but
right.
I mean, it sounds like it's pretty rough.
Unless you like predetermine that as part of your marriage. Like when you guys first
like
get
agreement?
Married, yeah, you talk about, okay, if one of us, you know, ends up a vegetable after a car accident, or one of us gets this or this, like then we are free to date other people as long as we're still taking care of each other. You know, there are things like that you can discuss and have a written agreement, I guess.
Would you do that with the Egyptian?
No, absolutely not. The Egyptian better not even look at another woman, no matter what kind of state of mind I'm in.
Let's talk to Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin, this actually happened to your grandparents. What does that mean?
So it was actually my grandfather who got Alzheimer's, and my grandmother, she cared for him day and night, 24/7, 365. And before he actually couldn't remember anything day to day, he told her that he wants her to live her life. And he appreciates and loves her, but he can't keep draining her of the life that he wanted her to live, because she was like 16 years younger.
Oh, wow.
And so she still cared for him, but he told her, I want you to put me in a facility. I want you to just only have to worry about coming to visit me whenever you want to, but I want you to go live.
Wow.
I mean, that's
But I mean, did he mean that, like, right then and there, or, like, after he were to pass away?
It was as he was progressively getting worse.
Wow.
He accepted that he was getting worse, and he said, I want to, you know, take this time that I still have and go with you, find a place that we know that is going to take care of me so you don't have to worry about me. And they actually ended up getting a divorce. That way, the facility that they put him into wasn't going to come after her financially.
Wow. That is really interesting.
That is,
I mean,
so selfless.
But see, that's the thing.
Tough.
Like, he at least, they had a it was some sort of agreement. That one was verbal, but they had an agreement that that was okay. So, I mean, I guess to each their own. But if there's no agreement made beforehand, I would not want that happening to me. I would not be okay with it.
This is so interesting. First of all, Caitlin, thank you for sharing that, because that can't be easy to talk about. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. He's the primary caretaker, and his wife is pretty far along with Alzheimer's, but there's kind of like a roommate. It's the girl that he's dating now, or the woman, I should say. They're adults. And he says, I love my wife, but I can't let her take away my life. What do you think? Well, let's kick it off with Caitlin. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
Good morning. I just want to start off and say that I'm a wife. I've been a wife for 17 years now. And I think that he, from his family, what they say is he takes care of his wife. He does everything he's supposed to. And he has needs. He's a human being that has needs. And I don't think that everyone should judge him so harshly. As long as he's taking care of his wife and giving her great memories and her moments that she's vivid and she has, you know, her capacity at times. You know, everyone should just be happy for them. They're living the best life, and I just think it's very harsh.
So you think it's okay if he's being physical and sexual with this other girl, woman?
Yes, because like I said, he has physical needs that need to be met, and I know someone who has Alzheimer's, and there are times where they don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
How can they meet those needs that you have when they don't? I mean, he's been dealing with this for 6 years. What would you say if the person that you're married to doesn't even know who you are for like long periods of time? He has emotional and physical needs that need to be met. And I think he's doing everything that he can to take care of his wife, but also be happy for himself.
I guess my thought would be, okay, you get your emotional needs met by your friends and family for the last couple years of this person's life. And as far as physical needs, use your own hand.
Trust me, there's a big difference.
But yes, but just, okay, look, I've been going without getting my physical needs met now for 26 years.
Okay.
I'm waiting till I'm married. If I can do it, you can do it. Couple years.
I'm not even talking about
going without.
Intimate act. The fact, listen, I don't like to make out or kiss, even though my wife wants to do all that like gross stuff. But having somebody kiss you or hold you or just physically touch you is a big thing. Not just like, hey, touch that. Yeah, touch that. So, I mean, it's tough, but I see where you're coming from. We appreciate that call. Dolores, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hi, good morning. I was just going to say, kind of like what the caller before me had said, kind of this understanding that we don't know what it's like to be in his shoes or even the wife's shoes or the partner's, like his girlfriend's shoes. There's a lot of research done on families with severe chronic illnesses that show that like couples, every couple, every marriage, every family handles it differently. And so while we think it's just always getting his needs met by this other woman, I mean, I can't imagine like the pain and how sad it is to see someone that you truly care for, that you've married, that you've pledged your vows to, like Alex said, kind of wither away in front of you and not be able to do anything about it. So I think it's more than just a sexual need that he's getting. And I understand that there's family and friends there who can support you and encourage you, but it's much different than like a romantic partner, someone who you disclose every piece of information to, every piece of emotion, versus your son or your daughter or your brother or your sister. I kind of agree with Alex, like my personal standpoint is, wow, how can you do that to someone you married? But it's also something you won't understand until you're in that person's shoes. And I think it's just like our cultural intuition to just instantly blame him and to be like, oh, you're cheating, like you're
I would
You're
say Dolores, I would say like he's a real dirtbag if he wasn't taking care of her. He just like, I don't want to deal with that anymore. I want to go get something hot and, you know, get with it. But the guy is still hand and, you know, foot taking care of this lady, his wife that he's had forever. So
I don't think it's easy. I just think it's the right thing. I have a cousin who, when her mom was giving birth to her little brother, she went into like a coma, and now she's a vegetable. But her dad is has always, every single day, he goes and visits her in the like care facility that mm-hmm. his wife is in, and he's still never ever remarried or anything. He takes care of her.
That is so respectful. Like, I'm not trying to trash it, but I think it's sad that I think he might be missing something though. I know he loves that woman there, but I wonder if part of him is still like alone.
Well, it is.
That's just my thought. That's all. I see it. That's an incredible man right there to do that and continue. I don't think everybody would do that. Mildred, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you say this is wrong, and you agree with Alex. What do you think?
Well, good morning, guys, and I absolutely think this is wrong. As a married woman, I know that I took my vows extremely serious when I married my husband, and I would hope he would do the same. And she is sick right now, so through sickness and in health. I mean, there's really not much else to say besides that. If she passes away, or if he wants to go through the legal process and divorce her and still be friends and take care of her, that's fine. But to still be married and have another woman living in her home is wrong.
Hold on a second, Mildred. Mildred, hold on, though, because Ashley, what do you think?
So my mom and my stepdad are going through this right now. My mom, basically, she said, I'm never going to put him in a nursing home. I'm going to take care of him forever and ever. And guess what? 2 months ago, she put him in a nursing home. And you can't even imagine what my mom has to go through when she was taking care of him. Like, he would use the bathroom in a chair because he thought it was a restroom. I mean, they're completely gone. They have no idea. She'll talk to him, and she's like, you know, what are you going to do today? And he's like, oh, I'm shipping out. He acts like he's in San Francisco 50 years ago, shipping out in the Navy. I'm like, that you won't even know. You won't even know.
So you think you think Mildred and Alex may not really know what they're talking about then, Ashley, because they don't know.
They have no idea. I mean, they have no idea what these spouses are going through. And the man who's taking care of his wife for 6 years, kudos to him, because after 2 years of accidents and falls and ambulances several times a week, my mom finally was just, she had to do it. So the fact that this man is still taking care of her after 6 years is amazing. And I mean, yeah, you don't have a clue.
What do you think about that, Mildred?
Well, honestly, taking care of an incapacitated adult is something that I've done for many years. However, that's exactly what he signed up to do. When he said, I do, to marry her, he signed up for that. He vowed that he would take care of her, so he should do that. And it's commendable and all, but it's commendable like saying, hey, you're a good parent. Well, you knew you were going to be a parent when you had a child. That's your job. He signed up to take care of her, so he should do that.
And who do you take care of? And how long have you been doing it for? And is it your spouse?
No, it's not my spouse. But it's still
that's the difference, right there.
It's a family member.
Yeah, well, you signed up to share your life with that person, too. And that person is no longer there anymore.
Mildred, I'm on your side.
Hey, I appreciate both your perspectives right there. Thank you both for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Marriages are hard sometimes. I know I'm not married, but I'm smart enough to know that marriages are not always easy. Any relationship is not always easy. You make sacrifices for each other. They have their highs and they have their lows. This is a low, but that doesn't mean that you can just opt out of it.
I've given my wife Lindsay permission right now, like, why things seem to be good in our marriage. By the way, you know, start backing up. Like, have a backup plan after me. Have a couple of them. I give her permission. Totally.